T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
This is WEEI Late Night.
I appreciate Philly when they announced our starting lineup. They did the "You Suck" chant. It made it feel a little bit more like Philly. I missed all those people behind me, you know, wishing me happy holidays in their own special way.
Look, all the external things that we can't control, there's no point in worrying about those. We're going to focus on our preparations for Miami.
What are the chances that Jake Paul ever fights Conor McGregor?
Zero. I am a huge Boston Celtics fan, okay? I love Nate. Nate's awesome, okay? Have you ever seen basketball fights? Have you ever seen when fights break out in the basketball court? Some of the fights you'll ever see in your life, okay?
You're looking down on somebody because they want to talk to you about basketball. Then essentially, you're lamenting the job that you signed on to produce.
All right, back here on WEEI Late Night. I'm Mark Dondero with you until 1 a.m., hour 2, 617-779-7937. Do we have a text line in here, Dylan? I don't even know where it is.
We do have a text line. It's somewhere. On that screen to your left, that big one.
This one?
Yeah, that big one. It's usually up there.
Okay, well, it's not on. Probably just as well. Okay. By the way, So I'm all for a good rant, especially a good angry rant. The Tom Cruise one, I'm disappointed there's no video. I'll take the audio. The best rant, though, just, you know, real quick, of all time, you've seen it. And it was from a long time ago, but the Bill O'Reilly one that's on YouTube. Go, if you haven't seen it, go look at the Bill O'Reilly angry. Bill O'Reilly F-bomb. Like, search something Bill O'Reilly angry rant. It's just beautiful. It's classic. It's art. It's everything that you could want from a rant. Just a good angry rant like that. Tom Cruise. I mean, I don't even know what started it. I don't have all the context, but I was so happy to see that. You don't like to see those things happen during the holiday season, but hey. Oh, by the way, the Logan Paul fight, I know there was something in the open there about the Jake Paul, Conor McGregor. I like heavyweight boxing. So boxing to me, the Floyd Mayweather fights, I know I'm in the minority here. I'm not big into those fights, but I bought the Logan Paul one. I already bought it. $24.99. I bought it. I'm going to watch it. Logan Paul. It's Mayweather, right? Do I have that right? It's Floyd Mayweather.
You have it correct. Yeah, Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather.
I can't wait to see Logan Paul. What this guy has done, okay, Logan Paul, he's become an internet star, turns himself into a rap star. Now he's an athlete. I mean, we're talking about
it. He's a professional heel.
I mean, it's just incredible. They're talking about him on First Take on ESPN. It's nuts. Logan Paul is going to fight the best boxer arguably ever. I can't wait to see it. I have no idea what I'll be rooting for Logan Paul to get his ass beat. I just think that would be funny. And I it'd be really weird if he doesn't, because this is a pro fighter. And I know he's a lot older, a lot smaller. He's still a pro. And this is
supposedly the best of the best is what he's supposed to be.
That's right. Defensively and all those things. But Logan, this is theater to me, and I'm watching it, baby. I'm going to watch it. I think it's good for boxing. I mean, I know it's kind of a joke. Dana White will get – I think it's good for boxing, and I want to see it. So I'm going to be watching that come whenever that is, February. Back to the Celtics, though. Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think it was yesterday, signed a big boy extension. He's staying in Milwaukee for at least, 4 years? He's got an option for a fifth year.
Yeah, it's 5 years, $228 million.
Big boy extension. Okay? Now, I was happy to see that. From a Celtics perspective, I was happy to see that. Okay? For two reasons. First reason, obviously, he's a big chess piece. And that lessens the likelihood that there will be another super team in the East or in the NBA. I don't want super teams, okay? Because super teams, these types of players, they don't come to my city anymore. They don't come to Boston anymore. They did once upon a time, and I know that was different. It was Kevin Garnett. There were trades involved, and it wasn't exactly kind of what we saw, you know, LeBron do 10 years ago, go to Miami. But, you know, those types of players don't come here. So I don't want to see – I want Giannis to stay up in Wisconsin. You know, I want him up there. Stay up there. Milwaukee, stay. So that's excellent. So that's number one. The other reason, not that this will really have any impact, but hey, I'd like to think that the big three thing and these superstars going to New York, going to LA, going to Miami, I'd like to think it's just sort of a phase that will eventually kind of play itself out. And it won't happen as much anymore going forward. When you start to see guys like Giannis stay where they are, like a guy like Damian Lillard, stay in Portland, stay there. Win there. Try to win there. Because that's better for the Celtics. Because, again, they're not going to get the big-time free agents, the big-time names. They just don't want to come here. And, you know, I don't want to hear the stupidest thing that I think I've ever heard. And we've talked about this on our show, Mark and Kitchen. I think, you know, Danny Ainge didn't treat Isaiah Thomas well. And he traded him. And Isaiah Thomas gave everything for the organization. He traded him. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Okay, that's stupid. Anthony Davis, if that's not your... The people like Anthony Davis who say that, or his father, whatever, they just don't want to play in Boston. And for whatever reason, they don't want to admit that they don't want to play in Boston, so they say something stupid like, Danny Ainge traded Isaiah Thomas, who was broken down and 5'9". That was the best thing for the basketball team. And I don't know, you know, that's just a ridiculous statement. So when you look at the Celtics this year, look, here's what I like about the Celtics this year. Love the additions of Tristan Thompson and Jeff Teague. That's exactly what they needed last year. They didn't have. Now, I don't know what would have happened if they had a Jeff Teague. You know, Jeff Teague, and I didn't have time to fact check this enough. I should have looked. But I saw that Jeff Teague, he scored 18 points last night. Okay. Brad Wanamaker, in his entire time here, I don't think ever scored 18 points. So somebody will have to back me up on that. But I think that is an accurate fact that, hey, if true, Jeff Teague, he was an all-star in 2015. I like what he brings. He brings a veteran presence to the Celtics. Tristan Thompson does the same. He's a former champion. He's played in big playoff games, big series. That's exactly what this team needs.
Jeff Teague had 18 and 19 minutes.
18 and 19 minutes. Now, that's one of the situations where in the preseason, you know, bad play doesn't matter. This matters. He's going to be an awesome player all year long for the Celtics. Hooray. Jeff, I'm happy he's here. But again, this is about this league, especially right now. What do your superstars do? And let's face it, in the bubble, last, whatever it was, fall, 2.5 months ago, the superstars did not get it done, Jason Tatum, for the Celtics. Now, he had some great games. But at the end of games, more often than not, he didn't get it done. And that's what they, you know, that needs to change. Now, I don't know how much is going to change in 2.5 months. I think Danny Ainge has done everything humanly possible he could have done to get the Celtics to a point where they, hey, are there with two really good players, Tatum and Brown. Marcus Smart, they got Kemba Walker, and now they've got some other pieces that you hope play well. You know, Peyton Pritchard, that's not a situation where I get overly excited. Happy to see him succeed, but I'm not going to go crazy over a preseason game. Can't do that. So, you know, I'm happy that he looked good. We'll see what happens. But this is a team that is going to have to find Jason Tatum becoming one of the top players in the NBA, like I said, in the MVP discussion. He's going to have to find that. If that happens, well, then all of a sudden we're in a different spot. And Jaylen Brown is in a different spot if he can become an all-star. because this team, when you look around the East, they'll be there, but do they have the superstar powers to get into the finals? I don't think they do. Another thing that would help them out, I think the James Harden trade is going to happen. Where's he going is the question. I think it would help the Celtics if he goes to Philly and they trade Ben Simmons. You know, that helps them. What will not help, obviously, is if they find a way to keep Ben Simmons and bring in James Harden. That's a disaster. But if he goes to Philly, I think that still could be a net positive for Philly. But look, I'm not ready. Doc Rivers is a guy, great coach, a lot of respect. Thanks for the championship in 08. I'm not sure Doc Rivers is going to be able to get them to a different level. You know, it might be a little bit better. Might be a little bit different. He might bring something else to the table, Brett Brown, whatever. But I don't think Doc Rivers is a game changer. What would be a game changer would be James Harden there with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. I mean, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, it's all right. But it hasn't worked. And I don't know if there's a rift there. It just hasn't worked. I guess it's worth a shot with James Harden. But that's something that I wouldn't want to see, obviously, if Simmons stays and Harden comes. If James Harden goes to the Nets, well, that's Kyrie Irving. You know, so I don't think they're real. I know he won the championship with LeBron. But Kevin Durant's not LeBron. And I just find coaching matters. Steve Nash, I know he's got a great history. He's a player and he's a cerebral guy. He's never coached a team. So we'll see. Ty Lue won a championship. I don't know. They don't strike me as a team that's going to win the NBA championship. And if James Harden goes to the Miami Heat, you know, I don't like that either for the Celtics. Even if they get rid of all those guys that smoked them in the playoffs, the Tyler Heroes, they're not going to get rid of Bam Adebayo. You know, they're not going to get Jimmy Butler's going to be there. It would be Butler, it would be Adebayo, and it would be Harden. And I wouldn't like that for the Celtics. Too many guys, too many good players, too many veterans, too much experience, too much star power. You know, look, Kemba Walker was the starting point guard for the Eastern Conference last year. Starter. But he's not a superstar. He's just not. He's not big enough. He doesn't have the game. I love Kemba. But he's not a superstar. Marcus Smart, not a superstar. You know, unbelievable turnovers at the beginning of last year. You know, I know he played the effort. It's always there. The turnovers, though, some of the shots he takes in these playoff games, you got to adjust. But this team will be good. And I'm looking forward to this year because I like the additions. And I like where they are. You know, last year was disappointing, but how do you not like where they are? The problem will be they don't have the superstar talent that's going to get them to the finals. So you have to start with Jason Tatum. It has to be him first. And he has to emerge late in games, in big games, and they'll have a great opportunity because the first game of the first regular season game is against the Bucks. Great opportunity. Then after that, who's the second game against? Is it the Brooklyn Nets? It's Brooklyn. Two great opportunities. Now, obviously, when the Nets come here, you know, I hate the fact that there's not going to be fans available. That sucks. But he has two great opportunities, Jason Tatum specifically, to find a way to make an early impact and sort of put this stamp, his stamp, a stamp, on the Celtics season as the guy, as the superstar. That's what I'm rooting for early in this season, and that's what I expect to see, frankly. I know it was a short preseason, a short offseason. You couldn't do everything you wanted to do, but you have to find a way to make an impact and to ascend. They've been trying to do it. They can't do it on the scoreboard and in the playoffs. They've got to do it at least individually and then hope some guys age out and hope you can find a way to become a top player, top seven player in the league by the end of the year. That's asking a lot. But if you're in the MVP conversation, that's where you are. You're a top seven guy, and you're legitimately in the conversation for one of the best players in the league, a guy that can take over in the playoffs. So if they can't make the finals, let's start there. Let's start with Jason Tatum ascending to an MVP level game. Because that would make a lot of people feel a lot better if they don't make the finals. And it would show a lot, you know, Brad Stevens obviously would make him look better. And it would be big. Do I think that's going to happen? Yeah, I do. I think Jason Tatum can do it. I think he's going to find a way to do it. He might not be as high in the MVP voting as I'd like, but I think he's going to find a way to do it. I think he's matured a little bit, not just physically, mentally, and he's going to find a way to do it. But Giannis Antetokounmpo signing that extension is a good day for the Boston Celtics. Okay, it keeps the prospect of another super team, because that guy could have changed the balance of power. And now he's staying there, and he's good, and he's fine, and he's going to try to win there. Good luck, because free agents don't want to go to Milwaukee either. So let him stay there. Let the Celtics build. Let them try to become. You have another all-star, hopefully with Jaylen Brown, and you find a way to get back into a situation where you can get onto the doorstep of the NBA Finals. Thought last year was a great opportunity with some of the teams they beat, some of the teams they didn't have to face. They couldn't get it done. It was a disappointing end. But I'm looking forward to this year, and I think this year could be fun. I just don't think, like, I hope I'm proven wrong, but I don't think they have the superstar power to get to the finals. Maybe they'll prove me wrong beginning next Wednesday night against the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'd love to see it. But other than that, they're going to have to prove to me that these guys are taking the necessary steps, because that's their only path. Tatum, Brown, do they take the steps to becoming a superstar and an all-star? That's their quickest way. Outside of that, you know, unless they hit, if one of these guys becomes the next great shooter, I mean, if Aaron Nesmith becomes Ray Allen, well, that would be a different situation. But I'm not ready to talk about that, because I don't think that happens, and that's, you know, completely unlikely. Ray Allen's one of the best players of his generation. So, but yeah, I'm excited for the NBA season. It's going to be weird without fans. Preseason means nothing to me, and we'll see how it ends up. But Jeff Teague, that's a good player. That's a good get. And if he can sub in, if he can be a guy that comes off the bench and adds a spark, this team is definitely going to be something that they weren't last year. And that will be important as they go forward. Because what they were last year was good, but it wasn't good enough. They didn't have the veteran leadership, and what they did have in veterans, it wasn't good enough on the floor. I know Brad Wanamaker, he was a feisty defender, and he did some good, and Brad loved them. The other Brad Stevens. By the way, did you see Gordon Hayward got hurt again? That guy, man. Now, I don't know how long he's out, but like a broken pinky finger. I mean, that just sucks. This guy has had injury issues after injury issues ever since he got to Boston. He just gets down to Charlotte. Were they even playing? Was it a practice, a game? Man. I mean, I guess we could talk about the departure of Hayward. I just don't think they're gonna miss him a little bit, but they have guys that could step in and fill the void. I think they're going to be okay. Thompson needs to be Marcus Smart as a big, like he said in his press conference. If he is, they're going to be good. I can't wait to see Smart. I mean, Thompson. I wish he was out there last night against Embiid just to see. His taco didn't have the energy. Damn it. You know, I wanted to see him. He's tall. He's so tall, I wanted to see him. But he's not going to be a part of this team, I don't think. He's just, the energy isn't there. The motor's not there. Maybe he just doesn't have the stamina. Maybe he's not in good enough shape. He looked a little bigger, but his hands aren't good. You know, I wanted him to succeed. I wanted to see him play. But I just can't imagine. You know, on-ball defense looked okay at times. I thought he altered a few of Embiid's shots when he tried to pull up. I just can't envision him being a major part of the team. Not with the effort I saw last night. How can you rely on that? The guy's a fringe player, and he's not going after these rebounds. You're supposed to be doing everything you can to make it. That was disappointing. And I wanted to see Taco succeed. It's box office. But this team could be good. It's just they've got to find the superstars. All right, when we get back, I have some questions that I'm going to get. My producer here, Dylan, he drew up a test for me. Some exam questions that we're going to answer. And true or false questions, take your pick. Celtics and Patriots primarily. We'll do that next. This is the WEI Late Night Show, 93.7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because sleep is for losers. This is Late Night on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on Late Night, WEEI 93.7, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I'm Mark Dondero. I'm with you until 1 a.m. Shout out to all the people out there plowing the roads. I just looked, Dylan, it has started snowing. You know, good stuff, White Christmas. I'm on board with that. Best Christmas movie I can tell you about, Elf. Nothing else really comes close for me. Elf, hysterical. Love the movie. You know, the guy in the movie. There's a million lines we could turn towards. You know, the one that I always crack up at, he's sitting on the elf's or Santa's lap, but Santa smells funny. You know, you smell like cheese, and then Santa turns to me and goes, "How would you like to die?" I love that line. Love that movie. Great movie. That's my favorite Christmas movie. I haven't seen a ton of them. Not a big movie guy.
You ever seen Jingle All the Way?
Wow. Jingle All the Way. That's not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is.
Oh my God. So you want to know something about that movie? Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm assuming you've seen it, Dylan.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Is there a guy in that movie that looks like Dale Arnold?
The creepy neighbor. Oh, the neighbor.
The creepy neighbor that actually...
Could pass.
I think he kind of looked that up. I mean, you don't have to look that up right now, but I think he kind of looks like Dale Arnold. The creepy neighbor from Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife. You know, he's more handsy. He's trying to get with the wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and she slugs him with the coffee or the non-alcoholic holiday eggnog. I can't believe you brought that up. You know,
that movie's a classic.
It's a classic.
To me.
It's a classic. I'll never understand in that movie, how you know, at the end of it, Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the mask, and the wife and son don't recognize him, and he's talking, and the accent, they don't recognize him. I know it's a movie. Whatever, it's a classic. But look up that guy. He looks like Dale Arnold.
I have him up right here. He kind of does.
Kind of does.
Kind of.
Maybe I don't remember. I don't know why I thought of that. I thought it was a little bit more striking than that, but whatever. Look it up. There's other good movies. You know what another underrated one is? You'll laugh, maybe. Fred Claus. Vince Vaughn. It's a good movie. Christmas movie. Kind of weird. Oh, a weird plot, but I enjoy it for whatever reason. And then there's the classic. Elf's the best one. Elf makes me laugh every time I watch it. It's one of those movies you can put on. You never get sick of it. It's just awesome. You know what I read? I think I read that Will Ferrell turned down $29 million to do Elf 2. But see, the good thing about Elf, though, you could have anybody be Elf. You don't need to be Will Ferrell. I mean, it could be a new Elf. Just get another guy. I mean, Will Ferrell's excellent. He was excellent in that spot. But you could get somebody else to be the Elf. Okay. Happy holidays. Okay, so my producer here, he made up this exam sort of thing. Appreciate that, Dylan. Some questions, some true or false questions. Some of the stuff we've talked about, others we have not. So we're going to go through the first part of this right now in this segment real quick. True or false, the Patriots starting quarterback in 2021 will be Cam Newton. That is false. Cam Newton is not going to be the starting quarterback in 2021. He's gone. Okay, that's not going to happen. And you know what else? I think that Bill Belichick has spoken so glowingly about Cam Newton this year. Every which way, every turn has been Cam has been great. Cam is our quarterback. He has backed Cam Newton. He will not go to Jared Stidham. because I think he knows what he has in Jarrett Stidham. Cam Newton is not going to be the quarterback of the team this year. I think, you know, not because Bill's speaking so highly of him. I think he genuinely likes the guy. Everyone does. But I think Bill Belichick, he just thinks that, like everybody else, I just think he thinks that Cam Newton is not a guy that's going to be able to get it done long term. You know, I don't know about his arm. He's been healthy for the most part. But I just think that Bill Belichick speaking so glowingly of Cam Newton week in and week out is not a good sign in terms of Cam's future here. I think it's kind of his way of saying, I respect you. I appreciate what you've done this year and the work you've put in for me. I don't want to deter you from getting other opportunities down the road. I will say nice things because I believe it. But I just think after this year, that's that. It was a nice little experience, whatever. That's that. He will not be the quarterback of the New England Patriots in 2021. All right. The Patriots starting quarterback in 2021 will be either Carson Wentz or Sam Darnold. That's false. You disagree?
No, I was giving you the...
Okay, I appreciate that. I think that's false. I don't think Philly has the balls to move on from Carson Wentz. And not to mention the cap hit they would take financially. I don't think it makes much sense. I also don't see Jalen Hurts kind of taking control. I know he had a great game in week, you know, the first week. Beat the Saints. But I don't see Jalen Hurts taking command, total control of that offense, that organization, and ultimately the starting quarterback job in Philly. I don't see that happening. I think he's okay, you know. But Carson Wentz was an MVP for a little bit. I just don't think when you combine the financial implications and what Jalen Hurts can do, you know, which might be good but not great things, I don't see that happening in Philly. Sam Darnold's a little more interesting. Because if the Jets go with Trevor Lawrence, which they'd be stupid not to. I was never a Sam Darnold guy. Got that one right. The Jets would be stupid.
Ghosts.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Jets, they move on. They go with Trevor Lawrence. Darnold could become available, and I don't think the Patriots would do it. I don't think they would do it. I'd be, you know, I wasn't a Sam Darnold guy. But if they did it, I'd be interested. Sort of like how I felt about Cam Newton. That was exactly how I felt about Cam Newton before we ever thought Cam Newton would ever come here. I wasn't for it. I didn't want him here. But I had to admit, if they did it, I was going to be excited. And I was. I was excited. I, you know, from June 28th or whatever on, I was excited at the prospect of Cam Newton being here. You know, I even started thinking about Super Bowls and things like that. That was probably ridiculous, but for a minute I thought of it. Sam Darnold, not the same type of excitement, and I just don't think they'd do it. I think they've seen too much of him. I think that they think that, what I think, he's not that good. Now, he's probably better than he's shown because that's been such a disaster in New York with the Jets, but I just don't think he's been that good. So I don't think he's here. He's not going to come here. So no, it's false. Neither of those guys will be a starting quarterback on the New England Patriots or a quarterback on the New England Patriots next year. Carson Wentz, though, I'd be interested in if he was ever made available. I'd be interested in him. He was a former MVP. He didn't win it, but he was maybe the front runner until he got hurt. If he's in a good system, I'd do it. If I'm the Colts, I'd absolutely do it with Frank Reich out there. Absolutely. If they ever put him on the trading block. True or false, Jaylen Brown will be an all-star this season. True. Jaylen Brown will be an all-star this season. It's going to happen. Jaylen Brown will be more aggressive at the rim. Jaylen Brown's shot will fall. We know his defense will be there. He'll play inspired basketball, and he will be an all-star this season. I think it's time. I mean, look. Jaylen Brown is going to be what he is. I mean, you know, we talked about the development in the NFL. I don't like to hear about that. In the NBA, development is real. You do develop in the NBA. You don't come in as the player you are, you know, when you enter the league as you do when you're 5-6 years in. And this is what for Jaylen Brown? His fifth season? I mean, this is going to be who Jaylen Brown is, what we see this season. So I want to see this step be, I want to see it made, and I think he's going to make it. because he's not going to get any better. Maybe he'll make an all-star team one time down the road, but I want this guy to be a perennial all-star. You know? Paul Pierce was a perennial all-star. Didn't always start. I don't know if he ever started, but he was always on the team. Even Antoine Walker, I'd have to go back and look. But that guy made the all-star team more often. I mean, he made multiple all-stars, I think. Have to go back and look. I know he was there in 98 with Michael. He made multiple all-star teams. Jaylen Brown, if that's the type of player he's going to be, it's got to start now. It's got to start now. Sort of the way I felt about Baker Mayfield this year for the Cleveland Browns. Weird comparison, but that's how I felt. If he was going to do something, it had to happen now. Last year with the Niners, if Jimmy Garoppolo was going to do something, it's got to happen now. Got injured, was injured, New England injured in San Francisco. Last year, he finally stayed healthy, had a big year. It was time. I think Jaylen Brown, same thing. It is time. It's got to happen now if it's going to happen. So I think it does happen. I think he becomes an all-star. Hopefully the first of, I mean, I want to see him become an all-star year after year, a bona fide all-star player this year. Could have been one last year. I want to see it happen this year. True or false, Taco Fall becomes a contributing member of the Boston Celtics this season.
False.
Yep, I mean, I'm disappointed, like I said. I wanted this guy to become a part of the team, but I just don't see it. I don't see it after. I mean, I'm not going on one preseason game, but after everything that I read and every talking to Kitchen, who's, you know, I just don't think it happens. I don't think it happens. He doesn't have the motor. He's not energetic enough on the court. Maybe Tristan Thompson rubs off on him a little bit, because that's what Tristan Thompson was really good at. Motor. You know, I'm not going to compare Tristan Thompson to Dennis Rodman, but the motor was there. That guy knew how to, I mean, he would just continuously go and get the rebounds and do all those things. He'd be so annoying to play against. Taco needs more of that. And if he can get a little bit more of that, we'll see. But, you know, if you're going to ask me on this test, we got to get that. You know what sound we needed? The Take Your Test from Miracle. I know you've seen that movie. You want me to take your test, Herb? I'll take your test. We need that sound for this kind of segment here. Taco Fall. Maybe Tristan Thompson rubs off on him, but I'm not going to predict that. Not during this. False. He doesn't become a contributing member of the Boston Celtics, and my dreams are dashed. Last one. The Red Sox pitchers in 2021 will perform better than the Patriots quarterbacks in 2021. That's a tough one. Who will perform better in 2021, the Red Sox pitchers or the Patriots quarterbacks? I'm going the Red Sox pitchers. True. The Red Sox pitchers will perform better than the Patriots quarterbacks in 2021. I just think the Red Sox, I know I said earlier, and I believe it, you can turn it around quick if you find the quarterback. But I don't know if Bill, see, here's what I think Bill's going to do. This is just what I think he's going to do. I don't think he's going to force it. I don't think, the Patriots need a quarterback. He knows that. Everyone knows that. They need one, obviously. But I don't think Bill Belichick is going to force it. I think Bill Belichick is going to let it come to him. For better or for worse, Bill Belichick, if there's a guy that he doesn't like in the first round, in the second round, he's not going to take him just because the Patriots need a quarterback. I think he'll take the best of it. I mean, who's the best player at that position? Or at the position, one of the positions they need. If it's not a quarterback he likes, he'll take another position. You know, we praise the Arizona Cardinals because, and I, you know, they deserve credit. They drafted Josh Rosen, what, 10 overall a couple years ago? Didn't work out after 1 year. They got rid of him and they went with Kyler Murray. Drafted him. Good for you. You saw you made a mistake. It was a mistake. And now you got Kyler Murray who can ball. The problem is, you know, you drafted Rosen, who you might not have been sure about. That was a different regime. But, you know, you could have had somebody else there. So it's good that you moved on, but you could have had somebody else there. So that, you know, that's disappointing for them. But in baseball with the Red Sox, you get Chris Sale back. You never know who they could get. The Red Sox are a free agent destination. Now, I don't know who you get. Free agency in baseball sucks anyway. It's part of the problem. Bryce Harper, was it last year, 2 years ago? He waited till the last hour to sign with Philly? I mean, NBA basketball does it right. It's a hype thing in the NBA. In Major League Baseball, they do it all completely wrong. So I don't even know who would be there to sign for the Red Sox or trade for, but you could make a move. Guys could come back. You never know. The Red Sox, baseball, you could turn it around. They've turned it around before, quickly, after bad seasons. I think they could do it again, and I think they will do it again. I don't think they're going to be nearly as bad. I don't think they'll be as bad as they were. I mean, that's not saying much. But I don't think they're going to be as bad as they were this year, next year. So I say that the Red Sox pitchers perform better than the Patriots quarterbacks in 2021. And I have no idea who the Patriots quarterback will be. I hope it's somebody that's not on the roster right now. I think that'd be the best case scenario. And then there's the question is, will Bill Belichick, if there is a rookie, I know he's, you know, he doesn't care where you're drafted, how you got there, but will he play the rookie? Because of the system. It's a, you know, it's a complicated system. Could you really envision a Patriots rookie quarterback starting week one of his rookie season? That's tough for me to envision. But if that's the best quarterback they have, I hope it happens. But that's why I'm just not going to predict that the Patriots quarterbacks will play better than the Red Sox. As little faith as I have in the Red Sox right now. You get Sale back. He's your cornerstone. Probably more of a number two talent-wise right now. But you get him back, that helps. And then you go from there. So I think ultimately, you know, Alex Cora is back. We'll see when the season starts. But this team, I think, ultimately will be better. The pitchers will be better in 2021. So we'll go with that. All right, when we get back, we have more of this exam. We're not going to do that. We're going to go back to the Patriots because I have more to say on Bill Belichick and how this team can get back to the playoffs. And not just that, what we can expect going down the stretch here against the Dolphins as the regular season winds down. Patriots don't look like they're going to make the playoffs. So what happens as we enter the final three games of the regular season? This is WEEI Late Night.
Boston sports never rests. This is Late Night on Sports Radio WEEI.
To me, just finished writing a column. This is so fascinating to look at the Dolphins, who had to embrace the suck. And it only lasted a short time. Mm-hmm. But they had to really go in the tank to get to where they are right now ascending. I don't even know if the Patriots have yet gone down as far as they're going to go. So how do they countenance embracing the suck the way Miami did? I doubt it.
All right, back here on WEEI Late Night, 617-779-7937. That was Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston talking earlier. What was that, Dale and Keefe? So there you have it. Tommy Curran thinks that the Patriots have further to fall before they can come back and ascend back to what we were, you know, used to seeing from the New England Patriots. And do I agree with that? Yeah. They have to go down. I mean, they were so far up, they had to go down. They had to go down somewhere. They went down this year. They could go down further. I guess that's possible. But I think they could turn it around. You know, if you had, I mean, look, they have a running game. You know, they've run the ball pretty well this year. Their defense, you know, middle of the pack, not awful, but not elite, certainly not. So they could, you know, you could make the argument that, hey, they were 6-7. They're 6-7. They could end up 9-7 with that scenario unfolding before our eyes. A mediocre defense, a good running game, and no passing game. So you inject a capable quarterback into that. If they do go 9-7, or let's call it 8-8, you know, then they could be back into the playoffs. But this is what I mean. You can't start talking about the Super Bowl. So, do they have further to fall? Embrace the suck? You know, they embrace the suck. Every team's different. Every franchise is different. The Dolphins, you know, they change how many coaches, how many quarterbacks. I think there's a structure in place in New England that hasn't been in place in Miami since Don Shula was there. So, I don't think they're going to have to embrace the suck quite as much as the Dolphins. I mean, Brian Flores is going to have to put in, he's implementing a whole new culture. You know, they traded a lot of their top players got traded. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Laremy Tunsil, they all got traded. So they have, I mean, they're in a great spot because they have a good team this year. They have two first round picks and two second round picks coming up. Great spot. But yeah, I just don't think the Patriots are necessarily going to have to fall. I don't know if the Patriots are going to have to find a way to draft in the top five in order to get to where the Dolphins are now. I certainly don't think they're going to have to do that. So I guess I disagree with Tommy Curran. I don't think they're going to have to fall as far as the Dolphins did to get back to where we want them to be. And where we want them to be, make no mistake, don't talk to me about the Super Bowl. We're not talking about that now. That's gone. You know, that's off the table for the foreseeable future. What we talk about next is, can they get back to the playoffs and contend for something meaningful? Then, you know, once that occurs, we can look at, you know, a Super Bowl down the road, maybe one day, possibly. It's a, you know, this is a different scenario now. Super Bowls are off the table. Not allowed to think about those things. That's not where they are. They're not going to be there for a long time unless they get a quarterback. Once they get a quarterback, well, then we can see. Then we'll see it again. Because when they had the quarterback, they were always in the conversation. Now, that was the greatest quarterback of all time, but they were always in the conversation. But I don't think they're necessarily going to have to fall to the, you know, the top of the draft, picking one, two, or three to find a way back into contention. I mean, the Dolphins, I know they're playing the Dolphins this weekend, so that's why they're the topic. But the Dolphins, I mean, they're not a Super Bowl contender. They're going to be where the, I mean, that's the Patriots' next step, to be where the Dolphins are. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. That's why Brian Flores, when they were 3-3 with Ryan Fitzpatrick, that's why he went to Tua. Because he knew, as much as Ryan Fitzpatrick, we like him, short shorts, beard, Fitzmagic, Fitzy, as much as we knew, or as much as we like him, they like him, everybody likes him, they knew they weren't winning the Super Bowl with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I think Brian Flores said, hey, I'm here to do what's best for the football team. Fitzpatrick is nice, but we got Tua. Maybe we can win the Super Bowl with him. He was the fifth overall pick. He had a lot of hype. Now they're not going to. I'm not high on Tua. I like him, but I'm not high. I think he could be, you know, I think his ceiling is Phillip Rivers. Good player. He can get you some places, but he's not, you know, he might never get to a Super Bowl, and that wouldn't surprise me. So I think the Patriots could get to where the Dolphins are right now. Yeah, I think they can get there quickly, like next year. If you give me a quarterback, if you find a quarterback, doesn't have to be the best of all time, doesn't have to be a Super Bowl caliber MVP type guy. Just give me somebody capable. You supplement them with a running game, you supplement them with some kind of defensive presence, which again, you're probably going to lose Stephon Gilmore after this year. You might lose the McCourties. You know, leadership might take a hit, but you're going to have, I think the draft class from this year is good. I think it's good. I think Josh Uche is good. I know Chase Winovich has made an impact, a positive impact. J.C. Jackson, is he the best? You know, could he be a number one corner? Maybe. He'll never be the defensive player of the year, but he could be the number one corner for you. I like Kyle Duggar a lot. I think they have something going on. So, you know, that's something that can excite me. And if you throw in a quarterback, that's going to obviously be the game changer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.